The General Assembly takes another two-week break for the Joint Finance Committee to mark up next year's budget. And after this week's Delaware Financial Advisory Council meeting, lawmakers are looking at an extra $750 million in funds to spend since Governor Carney offered his recommended budget in January. But from JFC co-chair Trey Pardee's perspective, Delawareans shouldn't expect permanent funding boost to programs. Much of that surplus revenue is from cyclical sources, such as realty transfer taxes, that lawmakers can't rely on year after year.
I think we're going to have the opportunity to do a lot of really wonderful one-time spending type of initiatives, but we have to be very careful not to build in a lot of recurring expenses, a lot of recurring programs that could end up putting us in a difficult spot, you know, a year or two, 3 years down the road.
State financial advisors agree, saying while these extra funds mean Delaware's economy is in great shape coming out of the pandemic, lawmakers should be cautious to avoid overspending. The JFC is full of lawmakers with varying agendas, such as State Senator Elizabeth Lockman, who is seeking to fund the education recommendations from the Reading Consortium she co-chairs. Pardee says markup this year will be a big challenge. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.